Bank of Cardiff. This is Sam. How can I help you?
Yes, Sam. I was calling concerned about this Walt Disney's loan application.
Yeah, the documents.
Okay, absolutely. Did you have a 16-digit reservation code on there?
No rush, Mark. I'm looking at a 231.
I'm sorry. Could you start over? I couldn't hear that beginning. Sorry.
8395.
8395? Yes. Okay, give me one second. I'm going to pull up your file, see what we're working with here. All right. No. You know, I'm sorry. Can you run that by me one more time? Nothing popped up for me.
It's 2311 3201 0028 8395. Hey, it says 72 hours. I just got back off from a cruise, and I don't know when it came in.
Okay, let me see here. All right, and who am I speaking with?
Terry Beasley.
All right, Terry, and what's the name of the business that you're with?
TNT Enterprise.
TNT Enterprise, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and is this the best number to reach you at in case we do get disconnected, the 336-817-8740?
That's me.
Okay, perfect. 817-8740. Okay, so what you got in the mail, that there is a pre-approved finance offer for some equipment financing and some working capital. We have a lot of different programs. It kind of depends on what you're specifically looking for. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, and I'll point you in the right direction here.
Well, I might, I'm looking for eventually upgrade my equipment, you know.
Okay.
But right now, I just thought about a year or so ago, and I had purchased some equipment, and probably get a new tractor, which is tractor trailer, both of those lines, and probably expand from there.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it goes on.
Yeah. Okay.
Slowly,
Okay. So. So at the, currently we're looking for what, just one tractor trailer?
Well, it all depends, because I was looking to probably hire on eventually, as the business grows,
Okay, yeah. Oh, that makes sense. All right, now let me see here. A couple basic questions just to see, where you'll fall in, what sort of programs we're looking at here. You said you started a year ago. Is that you've been in business for a year now?
Yes.
Okay. And what's the structure of the business? Are you incorporated?
No. Sole proprietor.
Oh, sole proprietor. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. And what do you primarily do?
I don't understand you. Oh, basically, haul full ship containers from the port distribution to the customers. And, and go back and forth in different ports, Savannah, okay. Charleston, Florida, pulling those containers off the ships and taking it to their customers.
Okay. All right. I see. All right. Now, what do you do for your yearly gross revenue for, top line?
I'll say about this last year, about 140-something, 40,000, something like that.
Okay. Okay. And then, let's see, Terry, how would you rate your personal credit? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle? What's it look like?
It's good.
Okay. All right. All right. So, just to give you a little breakdown of what we would have, available to you. As far as, if you're looking for some equipment, like a tractor or a trailer, that we would have, it's available to you. It's traditional financing, so it would be something along the lines of 2 to 5 year terms with monthly payments. And it'll, we can give you a couple different choices between term lengths for you to you know see what makes the most sense for you. Now, in addition to that, we also offer unsecured cash. So if you're looking to grow, a lot of times that's what it's used for. Now, for the cash, typically we're able to free up 10 to 15% of the top line revenue. So you would be looking at something along the lines of, you know, 15 to maybe 20,000 available to you there. Now, for the equipment, there's no cap on it. So, you know, we could go as high as you wanted to go for the cost of the equipment. If you wanted to use the cash for, you know, other areas other than equipment, you're free to do so. The cash is unsecured, so you can spend it however you'd like. But if you're looking for a trailer, you'd probably be better served to go on the secured side of things, because you're going to look at a little lower rates than unsecured and a little longer terms too. Now, have you looked for financing for the trailer at all?
No, I had went and looked at the I was either going to comply with that and with the car haulers, you know, also. And I did look at the car haulers also. Now, basically, I'm going to get me another tractor also just for that purpose, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Car haulers, you know. Basically, that's why for what I do, the good money is right now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay. All right. Now, did you have a ballpark idea of, you know, how much you were looking for, or how much the equipment would cost?
Well, it all depends. My freight liner would be anywhere. Hey, it all depends what you want and what you want to spend on it, you know.
Sure.
And like the one I have now, I basically purchased it for like $47,000, you know. And that's an 09 I have now.
Okay.
I need to upgrade eventually, you know. And the trailer itself, I looked at the trailer about 3 weeks ago. I haven't really decided. The reefer trailer, basically, you know, refrigerator. You know, it's two trailers in the one. You can do dry dock or else refrigerated. You know, frozen food or beef or whatever.
Yeah.
So you really got two options when you got that kind of trailer, you know.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So that was, you know, I haven't quite seven, but the car hauler was about like $42,000, you know, by itself. The car hauler.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I just basically just look and get some, you know, ballpark figures and everything. Never talk to the people about financing or anything like that, but they did, you know, give me a good summary for how would they do go about doing it and everything. You know,
yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, it sounds like you got a few different things, a few different ideas of, you know, directions you could go. If you had to go with one first, which one would it be?
It would be the car hauler.
Okay. So what I would suggest, let's work from there and, you know, take it one step at a time. Let's examine, you know, how we'll go about the car hauler. Now, what we would do is try to get you approved for that secured loan, the two to five years. And now with that, it would still leave the cash available to you if you wanted to go that route too. And then, you know, since we're looking at multiple pieces of equipment here, I think it would make the most sense. We'll tackle it one at a time. See if we can get you approved for the car hauler, and then you'd probably be looking at, you know, a similar deal moving forward. But it wouldn't make sense to go all three at one time, anything like that, because it's
No. Because like I said, I don't want to bite too much off of that.
Yeah.
You know, I ain't gonna get sick. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That can do something and want a job. Is, you know, you got to feel confident, secure with people that they're gonna take care of. You know, this and that, and treat it as though a kid glove would still be get the job done for sure.
Yeah. Okay. You know. All right. So, you know, with the car hauler, how soon would you want to get that in place?
Well, I would say sooner the better. You know.
Okay.
That's my main primary focus right now.
Okay. Now, let's say, you know, if you had that car hauler, what type of return on it would you be looking at? Like, how much would you make a month with it?
Well, it all depends how you want to work it, you know. I would say, like, right now, I would say anywhere from the farther you go, the more money you're making. It all depends how many drops or whatever you take on. So it's very rare. I would say anywhere from $7,000 a week, you know, up to $35,000 a month or something like that.
Okay. Yeah, just a ballpark idea. Just give me a general idea of what we're working with here. And that's a good amount. I mean,
that's flexible because they're probably not going to pay the same, you know.
Yeah.
It goes by weight, size, and location from one point to point B to point A, you know.
Sure. And we want to make sure that, you know, we're putting you in a position where you can make money with this. That's the name of the game for us. We're a business bank, so the loans that we do, it's got to make sense to make some money for you. So if you're able to make, you know, more money a month than what you're paying for it, then we're in business here, right?
All right.
So the next step here would be to get you approved for financing for that car hauler. Now, in order to do that, we got to do a couple things. It's pretty simple. It's a one-page application, and then I would take a look at the most recent 6 months of your bank statement. Then from there, we'll be able to give you an answer on, you know, exactly what you qualify for and a couple different options to choose from. And once we get an idea of what you qualify for that, we can kind of put together, a plan going forward for the rest of the business plan to grow.
So we're looking at the car hauler first before you say you want to submit me a mail application or what have you along those lines?
Exactly. So, you know, we would do the car hauler first, take a look at what we qualify for. If we're in business there, then we can just go forward and knock the others out one by one right after that in the same fashion. You know, you're better served going at them one at a time, because if you go all three at once, it's going to look like you're taking on more than you can handle.
I wouldn't want but two pieces. That's basically the tractor and the car hauler, and that's about it. And basically, I would see how to keep my other tractor also, you know.
Okay. I'll tell you what's a good email address to send something over to you at?
Okay, it's P. Beasley Sr., the number 2, at gmail.com.
T. Beasley Sr., 2.
That's all. Yeah.
At gmail.com. Okay, so what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to send you an email with the application and then just a short list of what I would need from you. I'm sorry, what was that? Okay, so I was going to say, on the email, you'll have my direct contact information. So if you have any questions, you know, you can shoot me an email, you can give me a call, and I can help you out right away. Now, for the car hauler, do you have a quote or anything for it yet? Or were we still kind of just...
It takes about, about 4 to 6 weeks. All depends to build it, you know, the company does.
Oh, okay.
And so it was looking anywhere from 35 to 42. It all depends, extra equipment and stuff I need for us to secure it, per se, like extra tie downs or what have you, the pulley, along those lines.
Okay, I see.
Not the
pulley,
but the wrench you're talking about.
Okay, so, you know, in the email that I'll send you, it'll have, you know, the application and then a list of what I need. Along with that, when you send it back, just send me any information that you have about the car hauler, about, you know, the process that we're looking at going forward for what you'd have to do to get it in place, the different steps, just because I'm not entirely familiar with it. But if you can, you know, just give a brief summary, it'll help me out placing you into the right program.
Okay.
So what I'll do is
summary about the car haul or
just as much information as you can, you know, the pricing, what exactly it is and who you would be buying it from.
Okay. Oh, they don't I can see their email also. You can pull up exactly one that I'm looking at on the email on their website and everything.
That would be perfect. Okay. That would be perfect. Okay. Yeah. That'll be perfect. Okay, so I'll go ahead. I'll send you the email right now, and then, you know, take a look at it. If you have any questions, go ahead, give me a call. Did you have any other questions for me right now?
Well, how do y'all determine y'all interest rates?
So we're going to look at a couple different factors. It'll be, we look at one of the big ones is we look at the bank statement. So we see the cash flow for the business. We see what you're looking at. We take a look at the personal credit. So, you know, that is a big factor. You know, it can vary greatly depending on the credit. Time in business comes into play. The type of equipment it is comes into play. So there's a lot of different factors, but we'll be able to give you, you know, a solid answer once we get the application, the bank statements, and the description. But we can do that pretty quickly. So, you know, that usually takes about a day to give you an answer on exactly what type of rates you'd be looking at.
Okay. I would appreciate it. I'll be looking forward to it, and I'll try to get it back to you as soon as possible.
Okay, sounds good. I'll send the email to you right now. And, you know, if I don't hear back from you, you know, by tomorrow, I'll probably give you a call in the afternoon just to make sure we're on the same page.
Okay,
perfect. Well, thanks a lot, Terry. Pleasure meeting you. And I'll send the email out right now for you.
All right, thank you, man.
All right.